Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We are here with Jay Joe from VoiceEye. VoiceEye has developed mobile applications which will read a barcode and then start to read text. Welcome to Blind Bargains. And why don't you go ahead and show us a little bit about how this app works and explain it.
Okay, sure. If you go to your App Store or Android Market on your iPhone, Android, any type of smartphones, you will find our and type in VoiceEye, which is voice plus Y-E.
Okay.
You will find our app, and you will download it, and you will download it for free. And what it does is scan. If there is a VoiceEye code, we can scan it and put it, transform it from the code to the text.
Okay.
So
let's try it out.
Okay. Right now I'm trying to hold the image.
Cool. So you hold it above a page.
So it,
the corner or?
It's always, the code is always located up on the right hand or left hand side of page.
And I heard a chime. Paper.
Okay, yeah.
So that means it got the code?
Yes, yeah, that means it got the code.
And then now what do we do?
Now we're going to have a text information presented on the screen.
Okay.
And you will go to your setting and you will have your option start TTS, which is playing the sound of the text image, text information.
Okay.
Okay.
Where is that text coming from? Is it encoded in the code or?
It is encoded in the code.
Okay.
So and, yes.
Okay.
And you can actually create your own code through our website, which is called voiceeye.com. Again, same, it's VoiceEye plus Y-E.
Right.
And you will have a couple options. You can codify a scheduler for your iPhone or Android. Or you can create a name card. Or you can put a text information. If you go to text option in our website, you can copy and paste or type up your text information, and you will create a code, and then it will create the image.
So is it a like a standard, is it a QR code, or is it just some sort of different?
No, it is different from QR code, but it served a similar purpose.
Okay. Sure.
So what's the difference between QR code and VoiceEye code is that QR code usually holds about a page or so of information.
Okay.
However, within the same space that VoiceEye code can use, VoiceEye code can hold so much more information.
Right.
Or the file.
Okay. So the app is free. How does what's the model, the business model? How do you make money on the system?
Our business model is that we want to publicize the code so that we can use them for governments, schools, or official institutes that uses official form of documents, including court decisions or birth certificate or a residency certificate if there is, because there are reference from Korea,
right?
In many public services, from city to the county government, they are starting to use this code on any form, any type of form they're publishing, and
And you would charge them or create the codes for them, or?
We charge for governments.
Got you.
So we don't charge on commercial or private use of the code.
Sure.
And we actually have a program that syncs with Microsoft Word. Mm-hmm. So anything you type up on the Microsoft Word, that will be codified and put up on the right or left hand side of your Microsoft Word document.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the code is always on the same place, so that it's always easier to find.
Okay. Cool. So if people want to get more information or try out the apps, how could they do that?
You should definitely check out our VoiceAI app from App Store or Android Market.
Okay.
And also, you should check out our website that has more information about our company and or our company mottos.
Okay.
And also the texting, codifying text program.
What's the website address?
It's voiceeye.com. Again, voice plus Y-E.
Okay.
com.
Great. Thank you so much, Jay.
Thank you.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.